I'm going to invite my friend, Brother George, to come to the platform. He's going to interpret for our Chinese brothers and sisters this morning. And so you're going to have to listen fast this morning, because between English and Chinese, they're going to get a double portion.
所以我们今天将会有双重的享受, 因为我们不但听英文, 也听了中文。
Amen?
Amen.
No more tears.
不再有眼泪。
It was Christ's resurrection that made the Christian church.
乃是因为基督的复活, 因此我们今天有基督的教会。
That transformed a huddled mass of dispirited and frightened people
把一切绝望的人改变了。
Into a vibrant band who were willing to dare anything for the sake of Christ. It was Christ's resurrection that brought into being and set into motion this mighty gospel movement.
也就是因为基督的复活导致整个福音的推动。
Which has been proclaimed nearly in every country on the planet. And the words of the New Testament itself leap for joy, first of all. Most of all, and last of all, over the empty grave. The resurrection is the hinge on which the doorway to history swings.
因着耶稣的复活, 导致整个人类的历史成一个关键性的转变。
It is worth mentioning that the first person to see the risen Christ was a woman.
所以我们值得来看看, 第一个见证到耶稣空坟墓的人是谁, 我们发现居然是一个女人。
For one thing, in Jesus' day, women had absolutely no rights.
首先我们必须要知道, 在耶稣的时代, 女人是没有地位的。
Now, of course, God does not pass judgment on people for their stupidity.
当然, 神不会因着人的愚笨加注他的惩治。
You got to get your laughs in fast, or you won't have time to catch up here.
你必须要听得快, 你不然没办法跟得上哦。
And aren't you glad that's a good thing that God doesn't pass judgment?
我们很庆幸神不会这样子来惩戒我们。
Mary Magdalene was a woman who Jesus had saved from a life of open and ugly shame.
实际上, 摩大拉的玛利亚是被她正在处于一个非常羞愧的一个地位里面, 她被耶稣拯救了。
He had changed her world something fierce.
所以在那个时候耶稣改变了他的生命。
Of her, Christ had said that she loved much because she had been forgiven much.
耶稣曾经对他说, 你得的恩典多, 乃是因为你被饶恕的多。
And she loved Christ.
因此摩大拉玛利亚非常的爱耶稣。
Who saved her.
因为耶稣曾经拯救了他。
Christ was probably the first person to ever treat her like a human being.
实际上耶稣可能是他一生当中唯一肯定他认定他是一个有人格的人。
Loving her with her complete soul and being.
完全的爱他以及他的灵魂。
Oh, it's really not surprising that it was Mary Magdalene who was at the garden while it was still dark.
因此我们并不觉得惊讶。 摩大拉的玛利亚乃是天未亮的时候，她就跑到坟墓面前要找耶稣的尸体。
And Mary found the empty tomb.
但是很奇异的是, 摩大拉玛利亚居然看见一个空坟墓。
And the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying.
在那个时候，门徒已经回到他家了，但是玛利亚却在坟墓前面哭泣。
Mary kept searching here and there, not knowing where to look.
她在四处寻找,
Yet she was unable to stop searching, and by, she peeped into the tomb once again.
她四处寻找,
With some idea in her mind that the whole thing was impossible.
对他来说,
that it must have been some hideous dream.
一定是他也许正在做梦当中。
And it was then that she saw two angels.
也就在那个时候，她看见了两个天使。
Seated where Jesus' body had been.
两位天使坐在耶稣尸体应该存放的地方。
One at the head, another at the foot.
一个正在应该是他的脚的地方，另一个应该在尸体的头部。
Sensing somebody was behind her.
如果那个时候他发现有一个人就在他后面。
Mary turned and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize it was Jesus.
当他一回头的时候，他发现后面有一个人，那就是耶稣。但是他那个玛利亚那个时候并不认得耶稣。
Jesus said, "Woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for?"
耶稣对他说，女人，你为什么哭泣呢？你正在找谁？
Thinking that he was the gardener, she said, Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will go get him.
摩大拉的玛利亚认不出他，她说，先生，如果你知道我的主的尸体在哪，请你告诉我。
And then came the simple response from Jesus, Mary.
于是耶稣给了一个非常简单的回答，他说，玛利亚。
She turned to him and cried out aloud in Aramaic, Rabboni!
于是玛利亚回头看到他的时候就用亚兰文 大叫。
So our question this morning is,
所以我今天要问大家的是,
Why didn't Mary recognize Jesus right off?
为什么玛利亚当时一下认不出他就是耶稣呢?
Well, for one thing,Mary was looking for a dead Jesus.
首先我们必须要知道玛利亚在那个时候她在寻找一个死的尸体。
But Jesus wasn't dead. He was alive.
但是耶稣不是死的，他乃是活的。
Many of us make the same mistake.
实际上在我们许多人当中我们也经历过同样的错误。
The Christ that many people know lived in Palestine 2,000 years ago.
对我们很多人的脑海里面认为耶稣不过是2000年前在巴勒斯坦的一个历史人物过罢了。
The record of what he did and taught suffers and moves and impresses them.
耶稣的教导曾经给人许多很深的印象。
In thought, many people often take their stand on Calvary with a very real emotion in their hearts and a new inspiration surging up in them.
所以很多人当他们站在加略山面前的时候，他们想起耶稣的教导，他们受到鼓励，受到激励。
But they have.Had no experience with the risen Lord, and they do not walk with him day by day.
但是他们从来没有经历复活的主，他们也从来没有每天与主同行过。
The great preacher from days gone by, John Wesley.
有一个非常有名的一个布道家，约翰卫斯理。
Called people like this the almost Christian.
他称呼这一批人是。几乎像基督徒一般。
He even has a great sermon with that title.
他实际上他也用这一个名词来做了一个讲道。
A distinguished leader in the church was writing an Easter sermon.
他那个有一个非常有名的牧师，他正在为复活节写了写他的讲章的时候。
When the thought of the risen Lord broke upon him as it had never done before.
就在那个时候，突然复活的主的观念进入他的心，他从来没有经历过这样的一个思路。
Christ is alive, he said to himself, alive. And then he paused, alive. Can that really be true? Living as really as I myself am?
当他正在想讲稿的时候，他突然想到耶稣复活了。什么叫做复活？难道就是跟我一样，正活生生的就在这里一般吗？
He got up, walked around, repeating, Christ is living. Christ is living.
这位牧师站起来到处走，他自己的大叫说，耶稣是活的，耶稣是活的。
To him, that was a new discovery.
对他来说是一个新的认识。
He thought all along that he believed it.
他在过去一直认为他自己是相信的。
But not until that moment did he have assurance of it.
直到当着那一刻他才发现有这样的确认。
He then said, My people shall know it, I shall preach about it again and again until they believe it as I do now.
因此我的会众必须要知道这个事实，我要不停地传讲这个事实，直到他们完全地相信，就像我现在认知一样。
Well, anyway, back to Mary.
让我们再回到玛利亚的情景。
For all of her searching, it was not really Mary Magdalene who came upon Christ, but it was Christ who found her.
实际上，摩大拉的玛利亚并不是她发现耶稣，乃是耶稣寻找到她了。
Do you realize that's the normal experience for us?
大家可以想象，这乃是我们普通的人生经历，不就是如此吗？
That is the whole point of the gospel, that God is seeking us.
这就是福音的根本，乃是神来寻找，先寻找我们。
Not only when we've lost him and can't find our way home to him again, no matter how hard we search.
不单单是我们自己失落了，我们不知道怎么样寻找心灵的家，我们正在到处寻找。
But even when we are alienated from God and do not miss him.
而且是当我们与神隔离，而且我们不认神的时候。
When we are shamelessly and deliberately rebellious and set upon our own selfish and destructive ways.
当我们为着自己而活，为着我们自私，为我们刻意的背逆神的时候。
Even the wonderful story of the prodigal son is much less than the whole gospel.
实际上，当我们想到浪子回头的故事的时候，还不及真正的福音的本身。
Because after all, the wayward boy considered his ways, repented, and came home hesitantly.
因为在那个时候，浪子到最后，他知道他一无所有的时候，他知道自己应该要回家了。
And by no means was he sure of the reception he would get. Still, he returned home and reached it.
他虽然不知道父亲会不会接纳他，但是他还是犹豫之后还是回家了。
And the sheep that got caught in the thicket.
让我们想到那个羊正在困在荆棘当中。
We can be sure that it made all kinds of noise to let people know where it was, although the shepherd did all the work to rescue it.
或者这个迷羊正在因为在阵仗当中，他希望其他人听到这个声音，就好像这使牧羊人知道他在哪，使牧羊人可以救他一般。
But think about the parable of the lost coin.
但是我们想想那个失落银钱的比喻。
The little piece of silver had dropped and had been lost and could not do nothing for itself.
但是我们发现一个银钱失落在地上的时候，它却不能为自己发出声音，请人家找到它。
But despite this fact, groping hands were seeking for it, drawing nearer and nearer until they found it at last.
就算如此，那个妇人还是到处寻找屋子的每一个角落，直到这块银钱被找到为止。
If you've lost Christ,
如果你找不到耶稣，你失去耶稣，记得。
If your spiritual life has dimmed to become thin and drab and inadequate,
如果你发现你的灵命枯干而且失落。
You can be sure that Christ is searching for you.
你必须要知道，实际上基督现在正在寻找你。
Because the good news is, He will not let you go easily.
你知道，基督不会就让你这样的失落的。
He has missed you, and He wants you back at home with Him again.
他想念你，他要寻找你，直到你一起跟他回家为止。
As the Scripture says. He seeks until he finds.
就像经文所说的，他一直寻找，直到他找到为止。
If this is the first time you've been in church in a while,
如果这是许多时日当中你好不容易今天来到教会，
it's a good time to start all over again.
这是我们一个重新开始的好时机。
Now, back to Mary.
让我们再回到玛利亚。
Although Mary was seeking Christ with her whole being, she did not recognize him when she saw him once again.
当她正在寻找耶稣的时候，当她看到耶稣的时候，她却不认得他。
Instead, she thought he was the gardener.
因为在那个时候，她认为他是一个园丁。
This is often the way of life for many of us.
这实际上也正在我们反映出我们真实的生活一般。
Sluggishly or bravely, we might accept some future for ourselves that doesn't look so bright.
很多时候我们对我们迷茫的未来以及黑暗的未来，我们就接受这样的事实了。
This is all we see in it.
认为我们的未来就是这么的暗淡。
Yet God is in it.
但是实际上神在你的生命当中。
And he has come very close to us.
实际上神跟你的生命是非常靠近的。
He is calling us to come close to him.
他实际上正在呼召你要与他靠亲近。
He is creating in us an instrument he needs to achieve some great means.
他实际上在我们生命当中放一个东西，他要在我们的生命当中塑造我们。
But our eyes are not looking up, so we don't see.
但是很多时候当我们抬头看的时候我们看不清楚。
St. Francis of Assisi
圣法兰西斯
was terrified of leprosy.
他那个时候是非常惧怕麻风的。
And one day, he was traveling down a narrow path when he saw a horribly white figure in the sunshine, a leopard.
有一天他正在走一个非常狭窄的走道的时候，他突然看见他迎面走来的是一个有麻风病的人。
Instinctively, his heart shrank back as he recoiled from the idea of being contaminated by that horrible disease.
他突然心里就沉下来，他很怕因为与那个人接触的时候，他会被麻风传染到。
But then he became ashamed of himself. He ran, he cast his arms around the leper's neck, kissed that leopard.And then kept going.
他那个时候突然觉得他自己实在是非常的羞愧，他居然有这样的心态，于是他就奔跑到那个有麻风的人面前，拥抱他，亲吻他，然后他就继续往前行走了。
A moment later, he looked back, and there was no one, only an empty road in the hot sunlight.
结果当他走的时候，他突然想到，他一回头一看的时候，居然后整条街居然没有一个人，只有阳光底下的反应。
For the rest of his life, St. Francis was sure that it was no leper, but Christ himself whom he had met on the narrow path.
直到那一天开始，他知道在那条走道上，他所遇到的并不是一个麻风患者，乃是基督自己。
So often, all we see is some needy and perhaps not so attractive soul.
很多时候，当我们的人生当中看的旁边都是那些有需要所那些受困难的那些灵魂。
Someone who doesn't appeal to us.
很多人我们看不起他们，我们讨厌他们。
But someone who lacks friendship just the same.
但是很多人他们正在孤独当中，他们需要朋友。
Or someone who needs assistance.
很多人真正需要我们的帮助，我们的爱心。
Did you not recognize me? Asked Jesus. That was me.
那个时候，耶稣就说：“你难道认不出来吗？那些人乃是我啊。”
Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
你在小子上面身上所做的，你就做在我身上了。
Thinking he was the gardener, thinking he was just the gardener, how blind can we be?
很多时候我们认为耶稣就好像只是一个园丁一样，我们是如此的瞎眼。
Jesus said, Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
耶稣跟他说，你现在不要抓住我，因为我还没有回到我父那里去。你现在应该要到我的兄弟那边，告诉他们，我将要回到我父那里。我的神就是你的神。
And that was Christ's message for his followers after they had already deserted him and failed him.
这乃是耶稣对那些曾经背叛他、离弃他的门徒所讲的话。
But here there is no word of condemnation or reproach.
但是这个时候耶稣却没有完全的责备他们，没有任何的责备，没有任何的咒诅。
Instead of stepping across the wide gulf of their shame, Jesus began on the old friendly and trustful terms. He even draws closer to them.
在他们羞愧当中，耶稣却展开了他的双臂，要接纳他们，他比以前更靠近他们了。
But these brothers that Jesus is telling Mary to run to had not done God's will. They had failed miserably.
这些所谓被耶稣所称为的兄弟们，他们实际上没有遵行神的旨意，他们实际上在神面前是完完全全的彻底失败的。
But Jesus does not lose faith in them, and he does not lose his love for them.
但是耶稣却没有对他们失去信心，耶稣也没有对他们失去耶稣对他们的爱。
The writer of the book of Hebrews tells us that Jesus is not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters.
希伯来书的作者说，耶稣不会称，因为称我们为弟兄而羞愧。
But let's face it, he may have every right to.
但是我们却必须要知道，他实际上有完全的权利认为称我们兄弟为羞耻。
As someone said long ago, we have no cause to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but the gospel of Christ may justly be ashamed of us.
实际上我们必须要了解，是的，我们不应该为传福音而觉得羞愧，但是福音却是因着我们的失败应该觉得羞愧的。
Nevertheless, Jesus Christ is not ashamed of us.
但是为何基督耶稣居然不因着我们而感到羞愧？
His loyalty and undeserving love for us is so great that as we lump back out of our messes we make of things without a shadow of an excuse for our behavior.
耶稣对我们的诚信是如此的深厚，虽然我们做了非常悖逆而且背叛他的事情。
Jesus never disowns us.
耶稣从来不离弃我们。
He never looks the other way.
他从来不会不理会我们。
He always comes out eagerly to meet us.
他永远是那么的热忱，需要来见到我们，来迎接我们。
Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord, and she told them that he had said these things to her.
摩大拉玛利亚跑到耶稣的门徒那边说，我看见主了，他就把他经历的一切告诉他们。
Why are you crying? Jesus and the angels asked Mary.
耶稣旁边的天使对玛利亚说，你为什么哭泣呢？
You know, that's a good question to ask in light of the resurrection.
实际上在耶稣复活的时候，这是值得我们去问的一个问题。
We may still have reason to weep because life inflicts great wounds, but we need to know why we are weeping.
是的，当我们哭泣的时候，我们必须要知道我们为什么哭泣。虽然我们的人生当中是经历了许多的困苦。
Are we weeping for ourselves?
难道是我们为自己而哭泣吗？
Do we feel sorry for ourselves?
因为我们经常有自怜的感觉而哭泣吗？
That's a futile type of weeping.
那是一个没有用的哭泣。
But we weep because someone we love has been hurt or failed?
难道是因为我们所爱的亲人，他们受到伤痛或者失败，我们为他们哭泣吗？
Such tears can prove healing if we get them and let them out and then move on.
很多时候这一类的眼泪是可以带来医治的，我们有了这样的眼泪，我们继续往人生前面的道路。Do
we weep because we're mourning after God?
但是有的时候我们是因为神而哭泣吗？
If that's the case, Christ will come and console us.
如果那是原因的话，基督就是要来安慰我们，鼓励我们。
We may not recognize him at first, but the living Lord stands ready to speak our name and wipe the tears away from our eyes.
也许我们当时一时看不出来他就是我们的主，但是主要来，活的主要擦干我们的眼泪。
Why? Why? Why are you weeping?
为什么主要来擦干我们的眼泪呢？
No more tears.
再也没有眼泪了。
Thank you.
谢谢。